Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
So in the past month or two, a couple different people have brought up to me and Chris that we have a bromance or that we're heterosexual life partners because we've sort of lived together for so long.
Homosexual life
partners. Yeah, I'm sorry. You
hetero life mates.
Hetero life mates. There we go. First of all, how do you feel about that, Chris?
I think it's pretty gay.
You feel it's accurate?
No.
I think it is.
I think you wish it was.
Well, anyway, so I had an idea that we could take one of the online quizzes, like, well, I don't know what it's called, like rate your, or how well do you know your lover, or something like that.
Danny just wants to know if we're compatible.
Yeah, basically. No, it's sort of like who knows which partner knows their lover better. So we'll see.
Why are you saying lover?
I don't know. That's what the quiz said, dude. So Ben, you're going to read the questions for the quiz, right? And then me and Chris, we've already submitted our answers to you.
Yeah, and what I'll do is I'll read the question and then Danny will answer first.
So I'm trying to guess what how Chris answered this question, and you already have what he answered in front of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if you get it right, you get a point, and whoever has the most points at the end wins.
Right, a blowjob. All right, here we go.
But you get to choose right. To give or to receive.
Mm-hmm. We'll reveal that at the end.
So
go ahead. Either way, Chris is getting blown.
What?
Okay, so I'll read the question, and then Danny will guess what Chris answered.
And then Chris will guess what I answered.
Okay, number one, who is your all-time favorite cartoon character?
Man, this is hard. I don't know if you went old school or not, so I'm going to guess Superman?
Incorrect. He guessed Homer Simpson. All right, he didn't guess. He said Homer Simpson.
No, wait a minute. No, I didn't.
That's what I said. God damn it.
I got it backwards. Scratch that.
Well, we scratch that one. It's all right.
All right. Well, that's an example question. So that doesn't count.
That's an example of how the game could go.
It's funny as Danny didn't
if I
know.
Were retarded.
Danny didn't know that was wrong immediately, but I did, and he was.
I was thinking that was my answer, but I was trying to play it close to the vest.
We picked the same. He was so excited that we were compatible.
No, I wasn't.
Could see it in his eyes.
Yeah, Mom, I'm not even looking at you, and it's dark in here. All right. So,
you want to give away mine now?
Yeah. What was Chris's answer?
Well, let's just see if you could guess it.
I thought I tried already. Then it would be. Fuck it. I don't know.
It was Mighty Mouse.
That is not. Is that really your favorite?
Well, I wasn't thinking the Simpsons stuff like that. I was just thinking way back.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Loved Mighty Mouse.
Did you really like Superman? Am I crazy?
Superman didn't have really a cartoon unless you watched it from the 20s. Although I did like Super Friends.
That's what I was thinking of. That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's true. And I had I had a little mini comic book, which is probably worth $1,000 now.
All right, let's move forward.
Okay, here's the first real question.
Okay.
What is your favorite book?
Okay, so I'm guessing what Chris is going to answer.
Yeah.
The Catcher in the Rye.
Incorrect. It is the Bible.
Oh, I should have got that.
But Danny's right. When I was in high school, that was my favorite book.
All right.
What a fag for knowing that.
Chris, same question.
Wait a minute. It could be a couple, but I know he loves Flowers for Algernon.
That was almost my answer, but I went
probably
with something
picked
else.
Like The Giving Tree.
He got it.
That is crazy.
And I got yours, dude. That's pretty good. We started out strong. We are in love.
You didn't get his.
Well, it was his in high school.
Okay, back to Danny. What is your favorite fruit?
Man, he eats apples more than anything else, but I don't know if that's his favorite.
That could be a financial decision.
That's true. I'm going to go
convenience.
I'll go apple.
Yeah, because the fruit that Chris chose, you sometimes need to shower after eating.
So it's not apple.
Well, his answer was Danny Savage. Then he wrote JK mangoes.
All right.
But mangoes are rather messy. Yeah. Like it, juice runs down your elbows.
All right.
Chris?
Danny's favorite fruit. I guess. Oh, no, I know what it is. It's those kind of special kind of cherries that he likes.
Rainier cherries?
Rainier cherries, yeah.
Incorrect. It's blackberries.
You know what? I got to give Chris credit. Even though I didn't write blackberries, I mean, even though I wrote blackberries, actually, Rainier cherries are my favorite. I just didn't think of it when I was answering it.
Yeah, I was going to say, even that would have been my guess for you.
I do love those. That's true.
I'll get partial credit.
No, we got to give you a point. And that's an extra point because you knew me better than I knew me.
Okay. Can we not give me any points?
You want to blow him so bad. I'm going to say zero because that wasn't what he answered.
That's true.
Right. I don't care what you meant.
I need to know what you're thinking.
All right. That's true.
Has to be what's in this fucking email.
Not what your heart wants.
All right.
Daniel. What is your favorite color eyes?
I'm going to say Chris is going to say brown.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Turquoise.
No one has turquoise eyes.
Context.
Radioactive people.
We would have accepted blue.
All right.
Chris, same question.
Danny, man, this is tough. Because he likes girls that have brown eyes, but not exactly because of their eyes. And I know he thinks Brian's blue eyes are beautiful. I'll just say blue.
Correct.
Yeah.
Man. And he wrote Tanya's blue.
Oh, well, fuck it. She doesn't have natural blue eyes, but.
All right.
What is your favorite sport to watch on television?
I'm going to guess Chris put basketball.
Incorrect.
Really?
He listed two, actually. Hot dog eating contest and NFL football.
It was either basketball or NFL football.
He loves watching them eat those hot dogs, though. That explains that Kobayashi jersey that he has.
I thought it said Kobe. That's why I guessed wrong.
Yeah, the back said Yashi.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of things he likes to watch, but I think I get a fallback on what he seems to watch most of, which is NBA basketball.
You are correct.
Man.
Yeah.
Nice. Chris is running away with this
thing. He is. 2-0. An insurmountable lead.
Yeah. Do you prefer making love during the morning, the afternoon, the evening, or at night?
I'm going to guess that Chris... Oh.
Because he likes it all the time.
I got to say Chris prefers night, because he's not a morning person at all.
You are correct, sir. Right.
And not only that, it's just better at night, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Danny definitely picked afternoon, because morning, he's too tired. And he's going to say, like, in the afternoon, you can see everything, even though he doesn't really want to see it.
Incorrect. He said late night.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Gross. I'm here during the late night.
What's with you?
Okay. What would you choose for your last meal?
What did Chris say for this? He wrote something funny first, and then he wrote a real
answer. Makes me laugh. It doesn't necessarily mean it's funny.
That's a
hint.
I
don't want to say why.
All right. I have no idea.
I think I
can't even imagine. You love steak.
So just guess something.
Steak.
He wrote the fisherman's platter at Red Lobster.
I know Ben's with me on that.
Chris is so classy.
Red Lobster is fucking awesome.
I do love Red Lobster.
All right. Ben, Chris, your guess.
I want to say crab legs, but I'm not saying that. I think it's definitely a pasta-based item. I'm going to say shrimp fettuccine.
Incorrect. Chicken tikka masala and garlic naan.
Mm-hmm. Indian food is so goddamn good.
That sounds pretty good.
What is your favorite band?
I'm going to say Chris is going to say Pink Floyd.
Then you would be correct.
Wow. That was one of the toughest ones for me to say, too.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to say Pink Floyd for Danny.
Incorrect. It's Tool.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Obvious. That seemed too obvious.
It was Pink Floyd, Tool, Floater, or Counting Crows, and I was struggling.
Oh, Counting Crows. Dude, yeah, I wouldn't have thought
of that. Every time I hear Counting Crows at the grocery store I work at, I think of Danny.
And me crying?
Yeah, basically. What do you consider your most attractive body part?
Now, I'm answering what Chris thinks his most attractive body part is.
Yeah.
I'm going to say his arms. No, he wouldn't say that. God, this is a hard fucking question.
Because Chris has so many attractive body parts.
Well, I don't know if he answered honestly or not. Because
did I say cock, or did I just try to be modest?
Because I know what he really thinks it is.
What?
But I don't know if he really answered it. The little lines on his side of his stomach that go down and lead to his cock.
It's like a runway.
Yeah, because he always talks about that. And I know that girls tell him that they think, he's talked about how girls tell him that they like that. And that girls like that. So I think that's his honest answer if he was to really open his heart and answer honestly. But I don't think that's what he put.
Does it open my heart?
Yeah. And I don't think that's what he put in his answer. So I'll say arms.
Incorrect. He wrote my tits.
Do you really think that, Chris? It's your chest or am I right?
No, I girls say, I think, say more about that than arms.
Really?
Not like it's like no, they no, stop no, no. me on
I'm talking about the
something.
Things, the little lines that go to your.
That's a good guess.
Okay.
I do have sexy lines.
All right.
Chris?
Oh, what was the exact wording again?
What do you consider your most attractive body part?
I think Danny wants to say smile, but that's not a body part. So,
my mouth is pretty.
Is he going to try to be funny? I think he'll say his abs.
He said my calves.
My abs were a close second.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed calves.
That's what I get probably the most compliments on, are my calves.
So do you guys want to spend more time talking about your bodies?
Yeah.
Or can we move on?
All right, take it easy, fatty.
Okay, in the perfect world, you would make love blank number of times a week.
I'm going to guess that Chris said 10.
Wow, that's good.
Wow. Good guess.
Did he get it? Did I get it?
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah!
They always say that however many times a man masturbates in 2 days, that's how many times he wants to make love in 7.
Who said that? That's
pretty funny.
I don't know. I just said that.
And how did they get it so accurate?
Chris thought you said 2 day.
Yeah. Oh, I was... Okay. 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 I don't think Danny likes to get it on a whole lot of times during the week. Yes, at least that's what Brian complains to me. I think he'll say 5.
You are correct.
Fuck.
Wow.
We nailed it. That's pretty
we
good.
Know how much each other likes to make love.
That sucks that that's the first one we've both gotten right.
Oh, man.
So why is it that Chris likes to have sex exactly twice as many times as Danny?
I don't know, Danny.
Because he hasn't had a long-time steady girlfriend for a while.
Yeah.
And when you're like that, your number is a little more exaggerated.
You're hungrier.
Yeah. It's like Rocky. He wants to fuck okay. Rocky.
How old were you when you had your first kiss?
Man, I have no idea what the answer for this is for Chris. I'm going to say 13.
Incorrect. 11.
Jeez.
I couldn't remember exactly what the age was, so I guesstimated.
All right. And then you made up a word to describe what you did.
Danny, I'll say 12.
Incorrect. 14.
Ooh.
I can't remember either. It was either 13 or 14. It wasn't 12. Man, Chris, you got me good there. Who was the lucky... Well, if we're going by the math now, she must have been 1. if you have the same tastes in women.
Or 19. That's how I roll.
Yeah, you just always like 19-year-olds.
No, I mean, she would have been 19 then.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying...
Like whether you're 11 or 29.
You just like 19-year-olds.
I'm saying, I either like a really young or really old.
Oh, I get it. So now you either like 19-year-olds or 49-year-olds.
Something like that.
What movie made you cry more than any other?
Oh, man. I don't know if Chris has ever cried at a movie. I'll say Up.
Nope, it's Ken Burns' Baseball.
Really?
Yeah, that movie will tug your heartstrings.
Now, hang on a sec. Chris, don't you want to make some joke about how I cry at every possible movie before you answer this one?
Well, you know, Danny cries at every single possible movie.
Has there ever been a movie that you've seen Danny cry at that seemed crazy that he cried at?
Booty Call.
No, I know how to answer this one. You do know one that I cried that I shouldn't have cried at, don't you? Do you remember this?
Shouldn't have cried at. It did, this is unofficially...
Yeah, this isn't the one that I cried the most at. But
that you shouldn't have cried at?
Yeah, it was A Mighty Wind.
Oh, well, I can't be expected to remember every time you shouldn't have cried.
Yeah, it was when they kissed on stage. I cried.
Well, that's not like that crazy.
I know, but it's like a comedy. Like, it's the Christopher Guest movie. All right, so what's my real answer?
I'm just going to say Shawshank Redemption.
Ooh, that is a good guess.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Well, I knew you liked that movie, but I didn't know if you cried or not.
Yeah, I cried a couple times.
All right.
Name 10 of your spouse's family members or pets.
Okay, so my spouse in this case is Chris. So
you just got to name 10 family members or pets of Chris's.
All right.
Oh, I misunderstood.
And then Chris will tell you if it's correct or not. If you name all 10, you get 1 point.
Exactly. So obviously, well, Jack, Janet.
I honestly don't know if I have 10 relatives.
Jack, Janet, Gary.
Mr. Roper.
Nicholas.
Chris's family is named after the cast of Three's Company.
You're not the first person to say that.
So hang on. Jack, Janet, Gary, Nicholas, Emma. That's 5. And it said pets, right?
Yep.
Okay, Kitty. That's 6. Birdie. The fuck was your bird's name? God damn it. I got 6. Fuck. Okay, Crazy Cat Grandma. I never knew her name. I don't know.
You have to know her first, middle, and last name.
That's all I can think of.
But I'll settle for the last 4 digits of her social security number.
That's all. I can only name 6.
Okay, so 0 points for Danny.
Sophia. Uh-huh. Or otherwise, a.k.a. Lynn.
Okay.
Gray.
Just one, though. I'm giving 2 points.
2 points.
Craig Crud Savage.
All right.
Sarah Savage.
Okay.
Ed.
Man, this is so much easier.
Hold on, I'm slowing down. Uncle Craig. Aunt Mary.
Yep.
Aunt Rhoda.
That's all really funny, but you're really close to one, but no.
Oh, man. Aunt something or other. Aunt. Oh, fuck. Aunt something.
You're really close with Rhoda.
Rosie?
No.
Rhonda?
Rhonda. Aunt Rita.
What did you say?
Rita.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aunt Rita.
And that's not that close
that's
to Rhoda.
7. That's pretty close.
How many am I at?
7. You can do 7? Pets and stuff too.
Oh, Mo. One-toothed Mo. And yeah, Ursie.
That's 8. That's 9. You need one more.
I said Ursie.
Yeah, you got that.
That's 9.
Oh, Grandma Savage.
Shattered Radio.
What is your least attractive body part?
I'll say he said... this would be a dangerous question if we were really lovers, because you don't want to say like the thing that you honestly think it is, because then
you don't want to say nose.
Right. I'm thinking nose, but I don't know if I should say that, but I'll go nose.
Incorrect. He said taint.
I wasn't even thinking about facial features. Thanks though.
I don't think it's unattractive. I just think you might think that. Honestly.
Good luck getting it 5 times this week.
Okay, Chris?
Well, so many to choose from.
Oh, boy.
Well, I was going to say butthole or balls, but now Danny's revealed to me that he's not even thinking in that region with his guests, so even though butthole or balls would easily either one win.
By the way, Chris can tell you from personal experience.
A lot of people can. Well, just general face isn't body part. So I have to choose. I'll say ears.
Nope, it's armpits.
Yeah, I just thought that was the most least. It's an unattractive place in general, plus mine are especially unattractive.
Where are you most ticklish?
Oh, man. Chris is going to say right above his pubes.
Nope. Oh. His feet.
Danny is going to say something kind of unusual and gay here. I think he's going to say his ears.
Nope. His butthole.
That's honestly true.
Your butthole is ticklish?
Wait, well, oh, ask me what my itchiest body part is.
Chris, do you have hemorrhoids?
I don't know. I hope not. So I'm not doing him any good.
I don't think your asshole's supposed to be that itchy.
Well, it itches like 5 o'clock every day, like clockwork. When you hear the whistle of the work bell or whatever.
Chris works at a construction site in 1920.
So, Danny, why did you say that's true when you revealed it was your butthole? Is there a story behind that?
Oh, I don't know. I just, like, don't your girlfriends ever try to, like, tickle you or, like...
Not on my butthole.
Anytime a finger goes near there, I don't feel the tickling sensation.
Well, it's not like I
clench up and get to a karate stance.
Chris goes into fight mode.
A karate stance.
His training takes over.
It's second nature.
I can't even imagine Chris actually trying to pull off a real karate stance. It looks so unintimidating. No, I mean, it's not like I giggle when that happens, but there's different types of ticklish, I guess, you know?
Does Tanya tickle your butthole?
God damn. Another reason why I'm disgusted by Tanya. Right, that's the last time I suck her fingers.
Oh, God. All right, let's move on.
If you had to spend the rest of your life on an island with one celebrity of each gender, who would they be?
I don't think you're ever going to guess this.
Yeah, Chris has a very interesting pair.
Oh, God. I tried to keep mine just generic, but so they're not exact. Those probably aren't my real ones. I just tried to answer real quick. But anyway, I'll say that Chris said Quentin Tarantino and... Who has giant breasts? I don't even know the female.
You're 0-2. It's Kevin Smith and Ellen Page.
Wow.
You were kind of close with Tarantino.
Well, why those two?
Because they can talk and Chris is going to get bored and he'd be interested. In,
partly. That's partly. But also, Kevin Smith seems like an okay guy to hang out with. He wouldn't be too intense. He wouldn't be too entertaining. He would just be pretty much mellow, I think.
He's a great hangout guy.
Plus, he's fat, and Ellen wouldn't be attracted to him.
I don't know who Ellen Page is.
Ellen Page played Juno.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
I think she's fucking beautiful. I don't know why, but I'm like super attracted to her.
Because she looks like she's 12, that's why.
And she looks like she's smart. But I hate her because she's so fucking... confident and cocky. Like, I just fucking hate her, and I feel like if I get her on a desert island, I can really control her.
All right, so,
and she'd be interesting. At a certain point, she'd submit.
Man, I wouldn't have guessed Kevin Smith, but that's a good answer.
Yeah.
And Chris, your answers for Danny?
I think for the man, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And the woman would have been the chick who played Xena, Warrior Princess.
That is fucking amazing. All right.
Nope, it's...
Wait. You want to take a real guess or no?
Okay. Hang on. Tom Morello and Selma Hayek.
Wow. How do we do that? You were 1-2.
Give him half credit, half a point.
You got... He put Conan O'Brien...
Conan O'Brien and Selma Hayek.
That's a good choice because he can reach tall coconuts.
If someone asked you at the age of 10 what your favorite TV show was, what would you have answered?
Chris would have answered, man, this sucks because I would say what's the Super Friends, but I feel like he revealed that he wasn't thinking about that earlier by not saying Superman and not even thinking of it. I'll go Super Friends anyway, but maybe The Simpsons.
It was The Simpsons.
Fuck.
Yeah, 10 years old is I'm moved on.
All right.
Chris?
He wants to say She-Ra. But he's probably going to say, it's so close. I'm torn. I've got two that I'm torn.
Well, do it like I did it.
What are your two?
Alf is probably too obvious, but I want to say Alf, but then I also want to say Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nope. You didn't get either of them.
Okay, I lose then.
It's Family Matters.
I love that show.
You were big into Urkel.
Oh, I was.
I think Ben might have picked Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I would have for sure. But you guys didn't ask me to be a part of your game.
Yeah, well, no one's ever accused you of being a hetero love mate with us.
Thank God. How old do you think you will live to be?
Chris thinks he will live to be... Man, I'm gonna say he thinks he's going to live to be 95.
Incorrect. 106.
Oh, man.
That would have been so such an odd number.
All right.
I think Danny thinks he will live to be 100 even.
Incorrect. 103. It's funny how you guys got within 3 years of each other.
I honestly think I can make it to there too.
Think that's a reasonable goal.
I'm not just like you guys know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I live a healthy lifestyle. I'm very active.
People living born in the 1800s are being sent to genarians or whatever.
Yeah.
I think we have a good fucking chance of going way over 100.
So do I, but I was just playing the odds. Are you there, babe?
Yeah. I was just waking back up. If you had to compare your lovemaking style to an animal, what animal would you be?
So what would Chris be?
Let's see. Jackhammer isn't an animal.
Maybe a jackrabbit? let's see. I feel like he wants to say elephant. A rabbit.
Nope. A kangaroo. I don't
even know what that means.
You haven't seen me.
All right.
Chris pulls his penis out of a little pouch.
Which is called a vagina to most people. And it's actually yeah, a clit.
Jeez, Ben. Get a biology book or something. Danny will say he is like... He's like a chimpanzee.
Nope. He said a proud lion.
That's true. Absolutely God. True. Because I'm powerful, but I also am like cuddly.
I like that you didn't just say lion. You said a proud lion.
If I'd have said lion, it would have been wrong.
Yeah. Not just your run of the
mill. Or did you mean
lion.
A pride of lions? You're not just like one lion.
What job would you hate to spend the rest of your life doing?
Chris is going to say his job right now.
Which is?
Washing trains.
Switching calendars.
Medical, working with in the medical field. Medical records.
Well, he said telesales rep.
Oh!
Is that a half point?
No, but I almost guessed that.
Danny said working in an office.
Salesman of something I don't believe in, i.e. preacher.
Ooh, fancy.
Well, that's basically your answer, though, is telesales rep. You wouldn't mind being a telesales rep if you believed in the product, right?
No, I still hate it.
You wouldn't? Really?
I wouldn't hate it as much, but I still wouldn't be happy.
That's true.
What was your first paid job?
I don't know what Chris's first paid job was, so I'll say mowing lawns.
Close. Farmer. Were you really a farmer?
Yeah, were there? You want to explain that one, Chris?
It's true. I was a farmer. I had to do farm chores.
All right. What kind of farm chores would you be doing?
I fucking feed the chickens, go through the hen house and get all the eggs. I had to feed the goats trash and clean out bunny shit.
Did you get paid cash under the table?
Yeah,
no, he got
clean
paid
out
trash.
Bunny shit. And then I had to harvest.
All right, Chris, your answer for me?
Paperboy.
Correct.
That was too easy for you. I used to have that job with producer Brian.
If you had one addiction, it would be?
He'll say the internet.
It's making the world laugh.
Booey.
Well, then why did you laugh?
Yeah, but you're not addicted to it.
I am. I can't get enough.
Chris, yeah, what did Danny say?
Chris, you've got a problem.
Addiction.
This isn't a podcast. This is an intervention.
He's going to say Settlers of Catan online.
Good God.
Oh, man. That's exactly right. Chris is running away with this, right?
Yeah, it's not even close anymore.
You're not even keeping score, are you? That's why you said that.
No, I'm keeping score.
All right.
What do you consider the most important event of your life so far?
God, I have no idea what he'll say. Moving to LA.
He said, meeting my friends Ben and Danny and starting a podcast and a new life together.
It's that first addiction is acting up right now with the way you answered that question.
I love it.
Do you really consider that? Is that true, or are you just trying?
Starting the podcast, probably.
That's a good answer. I don't even remember what I answered to this question. I struggled with this one.
I think it's going to be something vague, like making a decision in my life to do something or other. It's going to be something real fruity like that. But I can't think of any specifics, so I'll just say moving to LA.
Jeez, you got it.
Damn.
Who has had the most influence on you?
Chris will say his dad, but in a bad way.
Correct.
Yeah.
On both parts.
I didn't specify. Oh. Danny will say, it was tough for him, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably say his dad, though.
He said Adam Carolla.
You know what? And that was hard. I almost said my dad, but if I really thought about it. And then the more I thought about it, the more... It's not like Adam Carolla... It's like,
no, it makes sense.
I've been listening to him since what? Since I was 14, and true. I listened to him a lot then, and
that's
a lot.
Good
answer. Yeah.
What do you consider your greatest achievement?
Chris will say, doing stand up comedy.
Yep, he said trying stand up and getting girls to like me.
Nice.
Those are two answers. That was we could have accepted either one.
All right. Well, only one of them was
I'm going to give him a full point.
I tried stand-up. Danny, his greatest accomplishment? Right?
Is achievement.
Achievement. Oh, God. It's going to be something gay. Deciding to live a happy life or something. All right. I'll think, I guess, getting Tanya to love him.
He said blocking Mark Jackson's shot at basketball.
Oh, nice.
That's good. That's true.
That's a good one.
I should probably tell that story. Mark Jackson thought.
Tell it real quick.
Mark Jackson plays basketball in Santa Monica. He is the announcer. He used to play for the New York Knicks, and he's probably doing the NBA Finals right now as we speak. But he was driving. You know, he thought he was going to get by me.
He was in his prime back then.
Oh, right? He was in his prime. It wasn't well after his prime.
But still, either way, a guy that was like was he ever an all-star?
I don't know. I could look it up, but I'm not going to, so I'll say yes.
But I mean, he was in the NBA.
Yeah.
So even out of his prime, he should be way better than you.
And I didn't tip it. I didn't tip his shot. I blocked it hard, and I yelled when I blocked it.
Excessively hard.
What did he say?
Nothing, really. It was just kind of quiet on the court.
He said, I haven't seen playing like that since Eric Clements.
He didn't laugh or anything?
No, not really. I mean, I blocked it hard, like. It was a game. It wasn't like he was jokingly taking the shot. You don't laugh when someone blocks your shot really hard.
Did you talk shit after?
I
did
that
shit out of my house.
I didn't, but I yelled really loud, which I didn't mean to do.
I one time I blocked Jeff Van Gundy's shot really hard.
Not as great an accomplishment, but still.
Here's a deep question. What is your greatest regret?
Oh man, what is Chris gonna say here? Not studying harder in school.
I'm going to give you a half point.
I agree, half point.
He wrote, not going to college.
All right. That works. That's kind of what I meant.
And Chris?
Not graduating eighth grade. Now, wait a minute. Let's see. I keep thinking he's going to say something gay, and he hasn't so far. Maybe it's time for the real general thing. Not realizing that his sister and mom felt pain when he was a young guy.
He said, not playing college sports.
I'm going to tell you something. That was my original answer. Chris, I swear to God, I erased that and then wrote that.
Wow. That weird. Is
amazing.
No, you're saying that because I just made you look bad when I said something
I swear to God, I wrote that and then I thought that you would get mad at me for taking it too seriously on the podcast. Like, I honestly had that thought process. I swear.
Last question. What is your favorite holiday?
Chris will say Halloween.
You are correct.
I think Danny will say 4th of July.
You are incorrect. It is Halloween.
Come on, bro. I love.
Let me add up the scores real quick.
You like fun in the sun.
I love dressing up like a girl, and it's the only day it's acceptable.
Oh, yeah.
So who do you think won?
Should we do like a cliffhanger and reveal the answer in the next episode?
No, because then we'll just never reveal the answer. So let's just give the answer.
And plus, people could just add it up on their own if they want.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Chris won 7.5 to 6.5.
Oh,
ooh, that's
snap.
Close.
Now, I'm going to say something. In my defense, I think the only reason Chris could answer those questions about me better is because I'm more open with my feelings and my and stuff like that. I try to get these things out of Chris, but he just said he doesn't want to open up to
I haven't sometimes. Really told Danny about my passion for mangoes yet.
And plus, it's not my fault that he doesn't have an extended family like I do. I've brought him into my family's life and shown him my family. You know what I mean? Like, that question, I could have got
dirty
that.
Dirty the way you said it.
We've all accepted you as a part of our family, but you just keep me away from
you. My family doesn't accept you.
You won't even tell me your dead grandma.
I don't accept you either.
Your dead grandma's name. Well, that was fun. I know it was really long,
I'll tell you her name.
What's her name?
Off the air.
That's a weird name.
I don't want her spirit to hear.